A chemical engineer and his team in Canterbury are working on some promising technology that could be a game changer for the dairy industry and for the environment. Peter Gostomski from University of Canterbury joins me on the line now. Hi there, Peter.
Hello.
What have you been working on?
Well, yes, we've been working on an improvement to a technology called biofiltration. Biofiltration is used all around New Zealand for air pollution control, especially for odor control. So it's a standard industrial technique for controlling odors at wastewater treatment plants and food processors, any large quantity of air that doesn't smell very good.
Mm-hmm.
I've been researching different aspects of biofiltration for many, many years. And we had a recent development where it was very serendipitous, where we were solving one problem, and that was just how can we add liquid nutrients to the biofilter in a very even fashion. Normally, you spray it on like the equivalent of a irrigation system or a garden hose. Biofilters are just effectively big boxes of compost and soil that you push the contaminated air through. And the microorganisms that are naturally there, they eat the air pollutant. That's how they work. Fairly simple technology in terms of implementing them, especially how they're implemented in New Zealand, and they're very effective. And you keep them wet, much like you keep a house plant or your lawn. You have to keep them a little bit damp, keep everybody happy. But we were trying to solve a problem where we needed to get that water very uniformly spread for the particular project we were working on. And we decided, tried a number of things. We came up with the idea of using fog, technically an aerosol, to distribute that water into the biofilter bed. And it worked. It did distribute it very evenly. But what we discovered was that the removal rates for the pollutant were much, much higher, phenomenally higher. And at first, didn't believe it. I asked the student who implemented to do a lot of controls to make sure we weren't just fooling ourselves. But no, it proved to be true. He was working on a different pollutant. But because of the importance of methane, so that's where it comes back to dairy, is that while you can run a biofilter on to treat methane now, so if you have your cattle, your dairy cows indoor, for whatever reason, you can extract that air and you can treat that in a biofilter. You could remove that methane. The problem is, with most the traditional biofilter that would be installed today, it wouldn't be cost effective. You'd be paying more to get rid of the methane that way than if someone was paying a carbon tax, that people pay for releasing methane. It's not cost effective. But like most engineering projects, we're all about making things faster, smaller. It's all about making things more effective. And that's what this offers for methane. Now, all of a sudden, and we've proven this aerosol technique for methane at lab scale, and it remarkably improves the rate that these biofilters remove methane. So that means your biofilter will be a lot smaller. So that starts.
I missed the crucial step, Peter. What was the breakthrough? I heard you talking about the fog. How would that apply in the cow shed situation?
Well, the fog, and this is where the fun science is. We're not exactly sure why it works. We have some ideas that we need to test, but by delivering the liquid nutrients via the fog, that enhances the rate that the biofilter degrades the methane.
Uh-huh.
So your biofilter can be a lot smaller, and therefore it becomes a cost-effective technology as compared to today, your standard commercial biofilter. So in terms of the dairy industry, it is a step or two away because, as everyone knows, most dairy cows don't spend much time in the traditional barn or shelter, however you want to, depending on how it's designed. Now, there's probably going to be a shift to cows spending more time off the paddock, especially in the fall, autumn, and the winter, because that's when a lot of the nitrates are released to the environment from dairy cows. So if you get them off the paddock in the autumn and the winter, then you can do a big dent on your nitrates. But once they're under the shelter, you can capture that methane and treat it in a biofilter. So
very interesting. We're out of time, Peter. What's next? What's next for you then?
Pardon me?
I said we are out of time, but just quickly, what's next for you? What will you do with this?
Two things. One, we would like to see if we can scale it up and prove, because it's one thing to do it in a laboratory, it's another thing to do it at larger scale. And the other one, we're a university. We want to understand why it's working. You know, just the fact that it's working, that's good for the application, but we need to understand the science of it.
Very good. Well done. Thanks for explaining it so beautifully to us today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you for the opportunity.
That's Peter Gostomski from University of Canterbury, who's made a breakthrough in his area, chemical engineering, with some promising technology that could be a game changer for filtering methane created by cows. Cows create the methane when they burp, and the methane has a big impact on greenhouse gas, or is a greenhouse gas, has many times the warming power of carbon dioxide, although it's got a shorter shelf life.